This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. It's getting bad out there on the political field. The Democrats, in their just desperate ploy to try to get Trump, they are throwing everything overboard. You had Adam Schiff, Representative Schiff, up there fabricating a fake transcript of what he claimed Trump said during this infamous call with the president of Ukraine. And Schiff was literally making up his own, he was role-playing Trump and saying what he wished Trump had said and entering this into the official congressional record as if it were something that Trump had said. This is what they've come to. The Democrats are now just literally fantasizing so much in their own heads, their own minds, of what they want Trump to say that they will then make it up and they will share it and tweet it and push it out and they'll claim that's what Trump said. They no longer have any grip on reality. They have no connection to the facts on anything, but especially about something involving Trump. That's where they just throw everything overboard. They flush every last fact down the drain, and they just go all in with complete fiction, fabrication, and hoaxes. I mean, this so-called whistleblower complaint against Trump, where the whistleblower claimed that Trump had pressured Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden in order to change the outcome of the 2020 election. It's all nonsense. The whistleblower, first of all, was a deep state CIA operative who was spying on President Trump. And this whistleblower, so-called, has no firsthand knowledge of any of this. He's actually reporting what he read in the New York Times and the Washington Post and other left-wing rags. And so it's another case where you have total collusion across a criminal disinfo propaganda network known as the mainstream media, combined with deep state spies, infiltrators, plants, what have you, who are then parroting and echoing the lies of the media. And then you've got all the Democrats just faking like this is hysterical, just faking like it, just screaming, oh my God, this is the worst thing ever any president ever did, impeach him. And you ask them, well, what is it that he did exactly? And then the whole story falls apart because Trump didn't do anything that he's been accused of, but Joe Biden did those exact things. Joe Biden is on video, I think it was a C-SPAN video, admitting that he threatened to withhold, I think it was $1 billion in funding from Ukraine if the government of Ukraine didn't fire a prosecutor in Ukraine who was investigating the alleged criminal behavior of Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, and all the corruption and payouts and bribery and money laundering that they've been involved in over the years, which is, by the way, way more than $1 billion in all. And it involves China, it involves Ukraine, it involves a bunch of other countries as well. Look, Joe Biden was a shakedown artist. That was his goal as vice president, was to be able to fly around the world and shake down all these countries and just set up these things where his son is on the board of a corporation, or his son is a shareholder of a consulting firm that's paid all these fees. Well, the bottom line here is that Joe Biden is a crook, okay? And essentially all the Democrats are crooks. They're all liars. They're all corrupt. They have no morals, no ethics. There's nothing that any of these Democrat leaders have that is honorable or honest or transparent or fair. They're all crooks. And they hate democracy and the rule of law and the will of the people and a real justice system that's applied equally. They hate all that stuff. They are crooks and con artists and criminals and scam artists and Ponzi scheme pushers. The Democrats are anti-America, anti-human. I mean, for God's sake, they're child murderers and child molesters and child traffickers. That's who these people are. You know, as a group, Democrats are, they represent the largest number of people who do that kind of thing because they're sick. They're mentally ill. They're corrupted. Some of them are demonic. They've rejected God. They've rejected ethics. They've rejected morality, the rule of law, everything. And this is what you get. You get a bunch of insane, corrupt, you know, mentally ill, delusional, hate-filled left-wing lunatics who want to tear down America, destroy President Trump, end all rights of individuals, no more First Amendment right, no more Second Amendment right, no more Fourth Amendment rights, not even Fifth Amendment, nothing. They want to end all your rights. They want to enslave you under a totalitarian tyranny. And then if you object to any of it, you will be said to be filled with hate, and then you'll be censored for daring to try to speak up for individual liberty or, you know, our nation. You'll be called a white nationalist and then put on some terror list is what will happen. That's what it's come to. This is the new America run by authoritarian Democrats. Let's stop them from running this country. How about that? Vote them out of office. Take them out of power. And stop them from ruling over you for one more day. Because all the problems in America come back to these cretins, these malicious, surreptitious miscreants called Democrats or demon rats. They are the problem in America. Everything about them, their culture, their language police, their dishonesty, their manipulations. It's just they are the problem everywhere across America. You get them out of the way and America will return to greatness. We'll have more liberty, more freedom, more economic activity. We'll have more happiness. I mean, they are the problem in America. But thank you. Thank you for listening. Share this everywhere. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Read my website, naturalnews.com or newstarget.com, and be safe. Pray for this country. Thank you for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.